Welcome to a special edition of the 155 Election Podcast, the Ward 8 Hamilton City Council by-election. Episode 163.
Anthony Frazina, you are running for City Councilor in the Ward 8 by-election. Welcome back to the 155.
Thank you, Joey, for having me. Appreciate this.
So firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Anthony Frazina. I am 45 years old. I was born with spina bifida and hydrocephalus. I am an accessibility and inclusion advocate, as well as a volunteer in many organizations in the community, a speaker, consultant, TV host, author.
Why are you running for Ward 8 Councilor, and why should we vote for you?
I do bring a lot of unique lived experiences as a wheelchair user. I'm an outside-of-the-box thinker. I'm an inclusion advocate, as I said. I bring fresh and unique creative perspectives that, you know, wanting to create a Hamilton for all, bringing the community together. I'm committed to safety, accessibility, and bringing the community as one back to where we need to be. I believe that proven leadership and advocacy and policy influence, and I want to ensure that we have a pathway toward affordable and accessible housing, transportation, reduced taxes, and making sure that I believe that Hamilton is a place and space for everybody to belong, and the percentage of people with disabilities in Hamilton is 30%, which is greater than the provincial and national averages. I want a Hamilton that is for everybody to live inclusively and actively and living the way we choose to live.
Do you live in Ward 8, yes or no?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on residency and representation?
I believe residency and representation is important. You know, local knowledge, advocacy, you know, ensuring solutions that reflect the real community needs.
What are two of your citywide priorities for Hamilton?
Absolutely. Two of my citywide priorities, Joey, are to integrate accessibility into all citywide policies, infrastructure, and design, and the implementation of affordable housing, beginning with the universal design to ensure housing crisis gets addressed and the needs of all tenants are met in a dignified manner, while strengthening safety and mental health supports, while advocating for dignified and inclusive transit system to ensure access services meet the needs of users' everyday needs all the time.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 8?
Two of my priorities for Ward 8 are to improve the road and pedestrian safety in school zones, whether it be additional crossing guards, you know, ensuring that the roads are properly manicured for safety purposes and ensuring people can navigate with respect, especially on Upper James, while advocating for more well-lit access areas, expanding the inclusive community programs and accessible public spaces, while ensuring the baseline of universal design and all practices are implemented in design policy and infrastructure.
The city of Hamilton is facing a fiscal crisis. According to the city's own financial projections, Hamilton's discretionary reserve was forecast to be down to just $1 in 2027. The city's last fiscal update was in November 2023, so none of us know the current state of city finances. What are your thoughts on this coming fiscal cliff, and how do you plan to approach budgeting?
Well, we certainly need to spend strategically, you know, cut the waste, spend in-house, remove the idea of consultations when work can be done in-house at City Hall, unless absolutely necessary, that we need consultants. And we need to invest in long-term benefits, not necessarily band-aid solutions, while ensuring safety, infrastructure, and accessibility is maintained at all times.
As Ward 8 Councilor, you will have around $2 million per year in discretionary funds to allocate. How do you plan to manage these funds?
Well, these funds are important to the residents of Ward 8 and ensuring that the fundings are done in a manner that ensures clarity and ensures we're transparent to all residents. Investing in solutions that benefit the residents of Ward 8, you know, in safe streets, community benefits, affordable housing, ensuring that we identify those issues and we spend that money strategically and, most importantly, rather than cosmetically, we need to have them spent more on a functional basis.
You're promising to improve City Hall. I'm feeling exhausted on this topic because I heard every candidate in the 2022 change election promise they were going to make City Hall transparent. If elected, you'll have 1 year inside City Hall before the new council term begins in November 2026. How will you use that year to prepare an action plan on transparency for the next council term?
Well, the idea with my candidacy and my campaign is to be clear and communicate to all the Ward 8 residents, have regular town halls, easy to navigate processes on the spending within Ward 8, And staff and I will be accountable for the ward aid constituents and the residents, providing progress reports tailored to the individual situations with clear-cut messaging, ensuring the needs are addressed actively and openly by the ward aid office while suggesting timelines from start to finish and providing progress reports along the way. I believe that process and transparency at every step of the way is crucial for the relationship between the ward aid office and the residents.
October 8th, you'll be sworn into office and take your seat in the council horseshoe. On that day, council will vote on zoning reforms, including upzoning Upper James between the Link and Rymel, residential zoning reform to permit medium-density missing middle housing along minor and major arterial roadways. The housing crisis will be a literal day one issue for you. How will you approach planning approvals, and how will you use zoning reform to address housing shortages?
Well, we certainly need to balance growth with livability. As the cost of living goes up, we've got to ensure that we have solutions for livability and ensuring that our residents and the over 2,000 residents that are currently unhoused here in Hamilton have a place and space to ensure dignity. Prioritizing design with accessible green spaces, affordable housing, and ensuring that we prioritize shopping local. You know, utilizing our growth and our expansion to have the opportunity for local investment, local shopping, local opportunities for everybody.
Let's discuss development charges. Mississauga Mayor Carolyn Parrish was elected on June 10th, 2024. She formed a housing task force that first met on July 10th and issued a comprehensive report 6 months later in January 2025. The report's action plan was implemented by a unanimous vote of Mississauga City Council. It creates deep incentives for new market affordable and family housing and has time limits to ensure developers actually build. This proves municipalities can respond quickly to housing market conditions. What are your thoughts on development charges? Do you have goals for development charge reform, and how will you approach this issue if elected?
Well, thank you for the question, Joey. I think, and one of the phrases that I use as part of, you know, my platform and my campaign is, preaching patience is granting permission to procrastinate. The Mississauga Reform states that there is actionable options and there's actionable opportunity to create more affordable housing and prospect of change. But we've got to be forthright with those decisions. We can't hum and haw over the opportunities that present itself. And we rather need to make a deliberate decision within Ward 8 and within the city of Hamilton to ensure solution and progression moving forward is on the horizon.
Road safety is a significant issue in Ward 8. Upper James is by far Hamilton's most dangerous road, with nearly every section significantly more dangerous than average for both motorists and pedestrians. What is your plan to address safety on Upper James? Does your plan include unpopular but necessary changes? And if so, how do you plan to implement them?
Well, certainly Upper James is one of the most dangerous streets in Hamilton. And in our plan in Ward 8, part of my campaign and my platform is to redesign dangerous intersections, to add protected mobility bike lane and pedestrian lanes accordingly, and enforce speed limits with automated tools, ensuring that people can navigate Upper James safely and respectfully, no matter where they are on Upper James, and ensuring that they have access to on-ramps to get to the Link and so on and so forth.
What is your overall plan to address road safety?
Well, we need traffic calming measures in high-risk situations. We need safer school zones and raised crosswalks to ensure that peak times have trained crossing guards available, and an accessibility-focused street design to ensure that we invest in solutions and not injuries.
Hamilton City Council meetings. Attendance, respect, and focus are all issues. I want to ask you about one specific issue. Councillors leaving, not attending, or not focusing attention on public delegations. What expectation will you set for yourself when it comes to listening to delegations as a councillor?
100%. You know, I plan to be fully focused on the delegations presented by members of Hamilton, Ward 8 residents, and I plan to be there. I plan to be supportive. I plan to ensure that the information is taken with respect, and we listen, we understand where people's positions are coming from, and we make the best decisions accordingly for the residents of Ward 8 and the residents of the City of Hamilton.
Ontario's Municipal Act was amended to make mayors more powerful and more accountable as the head of council. How do you believe strong mayor powers have changed the role of councillors, and how do you see yourself effectively achieving your platform in cooperation with the mayor and 14 other councillors?
understandably, we have to work together. You know, we have to develop a plan that understands the residents of Ward 8 and the residents of Hamilton. Yeah, there are going to be disagreements. There are going to be exchanges that people don't necessarily agree with one another. But overall, effective leadership is when we work together as a unit within the councilors, within the staff of City Hall, within our own staff members to ensure that, you know, the residents of Hamilton prosper. You know, as it relates to the strong mayor powers, I believe that it's really that we really need to focus on working one together, you know, and, you know, being there for people. You know, this is not necessarily a PR motif. It's really about doing the best that we can to improve quality of life for the city of Hamilton and our residents.
What are two changes you will propose to improve city services?
Well, we need to modernize the online tools. We need to advocate for around-the-clock live voices in both emergency and non-emergency situations. And we need to streamline permits and applications. We need to give people more easy-to-use approaches, more effective ways to get what they need to get when they need to get it in a more advanced and more prioritized and urgent manner.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
Well, more affordable housing is crucial and vital. But when I say affordable housing, Joey, I also want to indicate accessible housing. And when we build housing that is accessible, everybody wins. So that, as well as the accessible recreation, stronger safety initiatives, and improved mental health supports. You know, we need to ensure that we eradicate the violence currently going on in Ward 8 and in the city of Hamilton. And I believe that's done through opportunities and services available that people can benefit from to ensure that they have the value and respect that all Hamiltonians deserve.
It's August 2026. I'm writing a review of the four-year council term that's just ending. What three words do you hope I'll use to describe your 10 months as a city councilor?
Inclusive, effective, trusted.
What experience has most motivated you to seek a seat on Hamilton City Council?
Well, I have professional and lived experiences in accessibility on many boards, Merrifield Park to All Abilities All-Stars to Rigel to the Forward Movement to many other organizations. And, you know, they've entrusted me as an accessibility and inclusion advocate to really pave the way for a Hamilton for all. With this extensive volunteer work, brings leadership and a proven track record to the constituents of Ward 8 in the city of Hamilton that I could be that next voice to amplify city council as a whole.
Thank you. That's the end of the questions. Do you have any closing remarks you wish to share?
I certainly do, Joey. I do want to address my dismissal from the city's accessibility committee. I want to be clear that I challenged a policy, and in saying that, I requested information, I requested a policy, and when I got the policy from somebody, and I don't want to name any names here, because it's not about anyone at City Hall who works at City of Hamilton, that I challenged the policy. And when I received the policy, and this person does work for ATS, and from what I understand, policy at DARTS is effectively managed through ATS. So when I received the policy, from what I understand, after a process, I received a snippet of it, then the actual policy. When the dates didn't match, it became a little bit peculiar for me. So I called it out very much sternly, and it went to the integrity commissioner. And the process in and of itself, I believe, was unjust and unfair because my side of the story wasn't necessarily put together. And all that really took, Joey, was all it really needed to take was an approach where we used a file management system that could effectively give me the policy from the beginning. It didn't have to go through a process where it was a Word file and transposed to a PDF. You know, and that's where the discrepancy lies. The Word file, the PDF file had a date different than the creation date of the PDF file. And that's where it became a little bit peculiar for me. So I called it out. And again, they asked me for an apology, and I did apologize. Because again, it was never about anybody individually. You know, I do have my challenges with DARTS. I'm not going to shy away from that. There are ongoing discussions. So I won't say too much in regards to that due to the nature of those discussions. And hopefully, you know, it does end in a result that benefits the community. You know, I think for me, again, preaching patience is granting permission to procrastinate. And I've been back and forth with darts for my duration of darts. So that would be about 8 years. And, you know, we talk about accessibility. As I said, I'm an accessibility and inclusion advocate. So I think for me, you know, I feel like, you know, there's a little bit of a disconnect between the disabled community and the community at large. It's just similar to feel inferior or less than. That being said, I stick up for the disabled community. And anybody can become disabled at any time, Joey, whether it be an accident, a diagnosis, a phone call at birth. And I feel like we just need to be more proactive in ensuring and supporting the needs of all community members and, you know, people with disabilities included, whether it be in employment, in community, quality of life. And this is why the mental health supports are vital. We need to be active and we need to be supportive of one another, Joey. And I feel that the disabled community gets lost in the shuffle. With disability, you know, really, and I say this respectfully, being an inevitability, you know, we just kind of, where do we go from here when something happens? You know, whether you're born with a situation, whether you are part of a situation that, you know, you don't expect. We need to start being proactive rather than reactive. And, you know, I challenged the document and subsequently was removed, you know, and I believe the best solutions are resolutions, not dissolutions. So again, I respect City Hall. I respect City Council. I respect members of the community. Again, I continually be proactive in that community. But, you know, Hamilton for All is really what we're gearing for here. And, you know, ensuring that we have that sense of value, the sense of purpose, you know, rather than being deemed inferior or less than, is really the be-all end all of it for me. So, Joey, I appreciate the question, the opportunity to speak to that.
Thank you for joining us.